Hi everyone, I'm Allie Graymond. I'm an OCD recovery coach with more than 10 years of experience helping people recover from OCD. Prior to that, I had severe OCD myself that I fully recovered from, and as do my clients. So if you wonder, can you fully recover from OCD? Absolutely, yes, you can. Today, I just wanted to give you some tips and tricks on how to recover the fastest and use the time tracking, use the app, or if you're copying the app onto the paper and using it that way, how to do this in the best way possible. So this is just some tips of from different areas of the app. So tip number one, the area where you are tracking your level of anxiety. Don't track this first thing in the morning, or when you are at your worst, or midday. Track it at the end of the day when you have a full overview of how your day went. Because in the beginning of the day or midday, you might not have the exact accurate picture because your evening can be better or worse, right? So let the evening pretty much finish and then give an assessment of how you think you did in terms of from 0 to 10. Now, next screen, about journaling. So don't use journaling as a way of reassurance. So don't write down a specific specific thing you were worried about, because then it becomes kind of like rumination. What I suggest putting in the journal that's actually very important is anything positive that you pushed through, that you did well, because you need to build the self-esteem back up. Your self-esteem goes down. Usually when you have OCD, self-esteem goes down. Of course, depends on the theme, but pretty much for most themes. And another very important thing to put in the journal is how the day went generally, not related to OCD. Because you need to know what happened in, say, for example, a few days later, you need to know what happened in the day. So if the day was very stressful, you had a lot to do, or unpredictable things happened and you got caught up in all that and stopped paying attention to OCD and OCD got bad, that's when you can have a nice green streak and in the middle of it, bam, a red day, you know, because of real life stress. So to note that in the journal, so when you look back, you're like, oh, that was that day that was high stress. Okay, I got to make sure not to do that again because that didn't work out so well for me last time, right? So those kinds of things are very helpful. Now, the next one is the time tracker. So if your OCD is mainly compulsions, you can use the time tracker just the same, but make it a compulsion tracker. So instead of the number of minutes, you put the number of compulsions. It will work the same. It might be a helpful tool if you are dealing with more of a physical compulsions-based OCD. There's a separate area to reduce compulsions there as well, but if you want to kind of put it all there, that's how you would do it. With the time tracking or compulsion tracking, you got to make sure that you're not doing it like you're just logging the time post fact, right? It's I had an unlimited budget. I went to a store, spent an obscene amount of money, and now I'm just logging it. You know, we don't want to do that, right? We want to have a budget right from the get-go that, okay, yesterday, my first time, for example, time period of the day was this number of minutes or this number of compulsions. I cannot go over that. I have to go at least a minute under, or at least some reduction in compulsions from yesterday. I have to do this, right? And you have that preset in your mind from the beginning of the day, and you're taking the recovery very seriously. That's the best and the fastest way to recover. So tracking is number one, not what OCD said is number one. So that's very, very important. I find that that's probably, out of all of these points, that's probably the most critical one that that will make everything else work. Now, if you are in a situation where out of the 3 hours, you already done two, for example, it's not going so well, it looks like you're going to go over your yesterday's time period, what can you do? I probably should make a separate video on it. Maybe I will. But I'll say it here first. What can you do? What I suggest is put yourself in a situation where it will be very difficult for you to ruminate for the next, say, 30 minutes, such as call some official place where you can't ruminate, or call a family member who you can't ask for reassurance, who you would have to talk about something else with. Get yourself involved in some activity that will sidetrack your attention. Even things such as if you are inside and you have the opportunity to go outside, the whole getting ready to go outside might sidetrack you just enough. It won't take the thoughts away, but it will sidetrack you just enough to give you power to disregard the rest of the way. So those are some tricks to just reduce the time, but your preset with this has to be that I must reduce the time of rumination or depending on your situation, I must reduce compulsions. For some people, it's 50-50. So in that case, you have to kind of work out to reduce both. Another overall thing I would suggest is try to treat the recovery process as an overall. Not I'm only working on this and then I will only work on that. I do this with clients from time to time, depending on their personal situation. If there's a lot, we kind of work on one area at a time, especially with physical compulsions. But if you can do an overall thing, it's a little bit better to do that. So because if you're doing an individual thing, there is a big chance that you will reduce here but increase somewhere else because you're not focused on somewhere else. You're focused on decreasing here, right? So you're decreasing one compulsion and maybe another one is growing and we're not even paying attention to over there, right? So it's kind of like a magician's trick that's happening. So because of that, I suggest that overall, anything, I'm reducing by this number. But if you're just starting out, that might be hard to start out with, but that should be the goal to get to. If you equate OCD to a diet, because OCD is very similar to a diet in the way of calories in, you're either gaining weight or losing weight, right? Reassurance in, you're either anxiety is going up or going down, right? And in by that same token, when you are treating one compulsion or one obsession at a time, so you're only working on this, that's kind of like if you were trying to lose weight and you're saying, well, I'm only not going to eat Oreo cookies. The other cookies are okay though, because I'm not working on them right now. You know, are you going to really lose weight? And it's the same idea. So that's why it's a little bit tricky. So try to include everything. And then in terms of rumination, I would say even everyday life things that you find are, you know, not quite OCD, but OCD-ish, OCD adjacent. You can include that in rumination tracking. Why not? You've suffered enough. You don't need to suffer more in everyday life stuff. Just get rid of all of it. You know? So I find that to be also very helpful. And that way, what I usually say that A, step one, you're getting out of the OCD house. So you're getting rid of your main OCD compulsions. But then you are on the OCD doorway. So you might want to get out the OCD territory as well, which means getting rid of some of this other stuff that's, you know, making you sort of anxious, right? So you're fully out of it, fully off of the property. I hope you find my videos helpful. Thank you so much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with another video. If you would like to do one-on-one recovery program with me, all the information's on youhaveocd.com. I will link the app below. I'll see you tomorrow.